A series of powerful explosions shook the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight after NATO warplanes carried out close to 20 bombing raids. Witnesses say many of the raids appeared to be close to a military compound where Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi may be hiding. A NATO spokesman indicated that a vehicle storage facility next to the Bab al-Azizia camp had been hit in the bombing raids. Government spokesman Musa Ibrahim, however, claimed that NATO warplanes missed their target, instead striking civilian houses nearby.
Dozens of people have been injured, and we have 3 martyrs so far. The injured have been taken to 2 different hospitals. Some of them were treated, and they have gone home already because of their light injuries. Some have bigger, more serious injuries.
Libyan government television showed 3 bodies at a hospital. Hospital workers claimed the victims were civilians who were killed by NATO crusaders. Supporters of Mr. Gaddafi chanted slogans in favor of their leader. Some denounced NATO, the United States, and President Barack Obama. One man claimed NATO warplanes bombed a mosque, showing shards of glass on top of a Quran. Delegates from several African countries gathered in Tripoli to hear Libyan officials slam NATO's intervention. Both France and Britain, meanwhile, announced plans to step up attacks on Libya. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
But we're very much behind the intensification of the military campaign, and so is France.
The build-up comes after U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Jeffrey Feltman told a news conference in Benghazi Monday that the U.S. is no longer talking to officials from Mr. Gaddafi's government and that President Obama has invited the rebels to open a representative office in Washington. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.